Welcome to the Wealth Studying Podcast. This is episode 93. It's March 7th, 2015. I'm your host, John Pugliano. I'm also the founder and money manager at investablewealth.com. In today's episode, I want to talk to you about the myth of asset allocation. As a means of preserving your wealth, this is very important to you, particularly if you're older or if you have money invested in bond funds. You see, there's a misconception out there, and it's held by many people, people that should know better. But the reason that this myth is so widely misunderstood and so widely accepted that bond funds are safe is because that's the way Wall Street promotes it to you. Wall Street wants you to believe that your money is safe when it's invested. Now, they know that they can't convince you that your money is safe when it's invested in stocks because you've lived through the major financial crisis in 2008. And while that's fading from many people's memories, there at least are enough of you out there that know that your money is not safe, and so no matter how much they try and convince you that buy and hold strategies are the best thing for your preservation of capital, many of you are smart enough not to know that's true. But at the same time, you're confused about the safety of bond funds, because Wall Street is always coming up with these simplistic and foolish formulas that try and convince you that if you're concerned about your money being in stocks, then you should just move it over to bond funds because bond funds are obviously safer. Well, who's to determine that? Why are bond funds safe? I don't think they are. The principle in bond funds consistently vary. If you don't believe me, go to your favorite financial website, plug in the ticker symbol for a bond fund, particularly a longer-term bond fund, something that's in 20 or 30-year bonds will really illustrate the point to you, and it doesn't matter if they're corporate bonds or investment-grade bonds or junk bonds or government bonds or what it is, but look at longer-term bonds, those that are at least 20 years or more, and look at that chart over any length of time, and you'll see that the principal amount in that fund's net asset value, is constantly changing. Well, what's making it change? What's making it change is the market's perception on what future bond prices will be. When the market thinks that bond prices are going to rise, well, then the value or the price of that bond fund will decrease. It will go down. It works inversely to current interest rates and the perception of future interest rates. So when interest rates go up, the value or the principal interest of that bond fund will go down. When interest rates go down, the value or the principal price of that bond fund will go up. Now that's why many people are deluding themselves or being led into this false sense of security that bond funds are safe. You see, for the last 30 years or more, for the most part, we've only had declining interest rates. So those are both corporate interest rates and government interest rates. They've been falling since the late 70s or the early 80s. And so there is literally a generation of investors that have never lived in an environment when interest rates went up. And so they are most likely going to be very shocked to find out that when interest rates eventually do start moving up, they're going to lose the principal value in their bond funds. That's why I call asset allocation a myth. And let me clarify here. I'm not saying that you shouldn't seek diversification. If you've listened to me or read my blogs or my articles for any length of time, you know that I'm a strong believer in diversification. In fact, not only do I believe in diversification, but I also believe that when the markets get too choppy, the best thing to do is just to sell your positions, whether they be stocks or bonds, and move into cash. So actually, cash in the form of a money market account or cash in the form of something like a 3-month treasury bill, a 3-month T-bill, that's as good as cash. There is literally no risk with that. You see, the day that Federal Reserve notes become worthless, the day that our money, the U.S. greenback money in the sense that it's guaranteed and backed up by the full faith in government in the United States, well, the day that that's no longer valuable, we've got bigger problems to worry about. So that's not what this podcast is about. This podcast is about helping you build wealth while there's still an economy that we can rely on. And I don't see any scenarios in the short term or in the near term where that's going to change. So going to cash when it's United States government-backed cash is always a safe option. Anytime you're out of that, I fully believe in diversification. I'm a big believer in never putting all your eggs in one basket. If you're going to be investing in stocks, you should be investing in stocks in the plural sense. You shouldn't be putting more than 10% of your net worth in any one individual stock. Now, you may put higher concentrations in an individual exchange-traded fund or mutual fund if it's a very diversified fund. For example, something that would invest in the S&P 500. In that case, your wealth wouldn't be all concentrated in one particular stock. It would be in that one fund, but that one fund has its assets split up over the 500 companies that encompass the S&P 500. So in that case, you do have very good diversification. But we all know that markets go into downtrends. Whenever markets go into downtrends, 70% or more of stocks follow that market trend and they go down. That's why the S&P varies from day to day and varies from month to month. Just this week, we saw some major volatility on the stock market. We saw the markets lose well over 1% on Friday alone. And that's just if you were invested in the S&P 500. You would have seen that much volatility in your portfolio, well over 1% in one day. So that's why I do encourage diversification. And I think for those of you that choose to be invested in the stock market, you have to be willing to accept that risk. You have to have a risk profile where it's suitable for you to be able to ride out the peaks and troughs of the market. Because even though you're invested in the top 500 companies in America, they are going to be volatile, some days more so than others. We can look back in the not too distant past and we can see individual days where the market has plunged 5, 10, 15, as much as 20% in one day or in a very short period of time. You have to understand that as an investor in the stock market. Now, as I mentioned, the way Wall Street tries to soften that blow is they try to convince you that if you want to have better diversification, you can move into bond funds because apparently they want you to think that bond funds are without risk, or at least with minimal risk. That's why they have these simple formulas. One of their mantras is, as you get older, more and more of your wealth should be in bond funds. For example, there's a formula that says, to calculate the amount of bonds and stocks that you should be in, just take the number 100, subtract your age from it, and then that's how much of your money should be allocated to stocks. For example, if you're 40 years old, 40 from 100 is 60. So this simplistic and what I think moronic principle would be telling you that 60% of your assets should be in stocks and 40% should be in bonds. And then when you get older, for example, when you're 60, well, if you subtract 60 from 100, that's 40. So again, with this simplistic formula, it would be telling you that 40% of your assets should be in stocks and 60% should be in bonds. Again, the reason I have a problem with this is it's trying to convince you that as you get older, you should move into safer investments. I'm not concerned about that. What concerns me is that they're using smoke and mirrors and sleight of hand to be telling you that since you should move into something safer, they're telling you that bond funds are safer. Bond funds are not necessarily safer than stocks. Just because you're 60 or 70 or 80 years old does not mean that you should necessarily own more bond funds than stocks. In fact, it doesn't necessarily mean that you should own any bond funds or any stocks at all. You know, if you're 60 or 70 or 80 years old, maybe you should be 100% in cash. Maybe you should be 100% invested in just a very safe money market fund. But Wall Street doesn't want you to think that way. They always want you to think that you have to be in some type of a fund, whether it's a mutual fund or an exchange-traded fund or in some type of individual stock, because that's how they make their money. That's how they charge you fees. Well, here's the bottom line and the point that I've been emphasizing over the past few months. We want to watch the rate on the 10-year treasury. We want to see where that yield is. Just a week or so ago, I was saying that if it can stay above 2%, we'll probably be in a fairly safe position, and the markets will probably stabilize through March. Well, what we've just seen this past week is that not only has the 10-year treasury yield come up and remained above 2%, it's actually gone up and closed on Friday at 2.24%. So it's up significantly from where it was. Remember, just a few weeks ago, there was so much panic that the 10-year treasury was all the way down to about 1.96. That was near an all-time low. That showed panic in the marketplace. That showed investors flocking to the U.S. Treasury for security. Right now, we're seeing just the opposite happen. We're seeing a sell-off in secure items like 10-year treasuries. Consequently, that's driving yields up, and likewise, that's why we saw a drop in the market this week. Now, I'm not going to do a market update today. I'll come back and do that one in the next episode. I want to see how things shake out on Monday morning. But the markets showed very poor action on Friday. They definitely suffered a distribution day. Investors Business Daily has moved the market status to uptrend under pressure. None of these are good signs, but again, we don't want to panic yet. We want to see how things play out this week. That 10-year treasury continues to be the key, though. As long as it's around 2%, things will probably be stable. If it rises up too much above that or too much below that, particularly in the short term, that'll indicate turbulence and uncertainty in the marketplace. Remember, here's the bottom line, and this is the point about the myth of asset allocation. Bond funds are not safe in an environment where the yields are going up. And that's because the price or the principal of the bond fund moves in the inverse direction of the yield. So just in these past week or so, as we've seen treasury yields increase, that means the value of your bond funds has gone down. For example, if you've had money in a 10-year bond fund thinking that that was a safe position, well, since the highs that fund would have reached just a few weeks ago or maybe towards the end of January, you would have lost nearly 5% as of this past Friday. This is at the same time when the markets are at all-time highs. Now remember, the farther out you go with your money, the longer of a duration of a bond you have, the more risk you're taking and the more you would lose. So while you would lose about 5% in a 10-year treasury, you would have lost nearly 11% if you were invested in 20-year treasuries. So don't think that the farther out you go, the more stable it is. Actually works the other way. That time value of money works against you in an environment where we have rising bond yields. So that's the point I wanted to make. Don't be deluded or fall into Wall Street's soothsaying trying to convince you that there's safety in the market. There's no safety in stocks. There's no safety in bonds. Everything has a risk, and you should be aware of that risk so that you can make adjustments in your portfolio based on new information and new circumstances in the stock market. So where do you go for safety? What if you're in a 401k program at work and all they offer you are the traditional S&P 500 and technology mutual funds? Where do you go with this? Well, I can't provide you with advice or recommendations in this podcast, but I can give you my opinion and I can tell you what I had done when I was in that situation. When I found myself confronted with a market that I felt that might possibly be moving down and when yields would be moving up, then I felt that the only safe place to go would be a cash position. Now, you may not be able to go to cash in your 401k plan. I'm not saying draw that out and move that into cash. What I'm saying is put that into a cash equivalent. That might be a money market fund. You might not even have that option. They've tightened up a lot of the choices that you have in 401k plans. They're very restrictive, and that's why personally I don't like them. So the only option you may have as a cash equivalent would be a 3-month treasury bill, a 3-month T-bill. Well, that's fine. If that's as close as you can get to cash, you're not going to see much fluctuation on interest rates over that 3-month period. So that's a better option than being in a 10 or a 20-year or even a midterm bond fund. And it's certainly better than being in the stock market in these turbulent times. Again, these are just my opinions. These are things that I would do if I had a corporate job and I was locked into a 401k plan. Now, when we come back in the next episode, I'll have a chance to evaluate how the market has opened on Monday, and I'll be able to better comment as to some things we want to watch for. But again, as of the action that we saw this week, particularly the steep decline we saw on Friday, we could be moving into a market correction. And while that may scare some people, to me, that's opportunity. So hey, as always, if you have comments or questions or concerns for me, you can reach me at the website, which is wealthsteading.com. Until the next episode, this is John Pugliano wishing you the very best of returns.